Harper Audio presents Oklahoma City, What the Investigation Missed and Why It Still Matters by Andrew Gumbel and Roger G. Charles. Read by Todd Waring. Prologue. There are, as a result of the investigation and the presentation of evidence in this case, a number of questions unanswered. It would be disappointing to me if the law enforcement agencies of the United States government have quit looking for answers in this Oklahoma bombing tragedy. Richard P. Mache, presiding judge in the McVeigh and Nichols trials. I am thoroughly convinced we're going to have another domestic terrorist act in this country that is going to be beyond our imagination, beyond Oklahoma City. Carrie Noble, reformed militant from the radical far right. Why read about the Oklahoma City bombing after so long? Many Americans think of the events of April 19, 1995, as a jarring interruption to an otherwise peaceful decade, a disturbing story whose shockwaves, mercifully, did not resonate for long. They remember it as the work of two disaffected Army veterans from the heartland who pulled together their deadly payload from ordinary farm fertilizer and delivered it in a Ryder truck to a city unprepared for such destruction. But that is only part of what happened. While the guilt of the two principal defendants, Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols,